Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen, and these are the top stories we're following on Thursday, May 17th. The South Hills were hit hard by severe weather last night. Heavy rains and flash flooding shut down several major roads, including Route 51, which reopened around 4 a.m. KDKA-TV's Brenda Waters has more on the cleanup work overnight.
Crews had their work cut out for them. They had to use heavy equipment to remove all the mud on the street that had piled up from the heavy rainfall. And emergency workers knew that this was not going to be an easy task, as those waters moved things around like toys, like a dumpster floating down the middle of the street, which was lifted with ease from a parking lot and then carried down the street.
Part of Beck's Run Road was closed due to flooding. Some of the road washed away. A driver had to be rescued there. In addition to the roads, there were storm-related problems on Port Authority T-lines, and the heavy rain produced some landslides in Overbrook and in Baldwin and Whitehall. State Representative Jake Wheatley has been cited for harassment after an incident Tuesday outside a downtown polling place. The Post-Gazette reports Pittsburgh police filed a summary harassment citation after a man handing out literature to voters told officers Wheatley got physical outside the Roosevelt Arms Apartments on Penn Avenue. Wheatley's attorney says his client will plead not guilty. With warmer weather, expect to see the new Pittsburgh Police Mounted Unit on patrol. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio has that.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick says 10 officers have been trained on 6 horses and are ready to hit the streets. He says they'll start small.
Last Friday, we started them in the Strip District. On Saturday, they were in the North Shore. And slowly, we'll be integrating them into a more population-type environment.
Pittsburgh officers have trained with the State Police Mounted Unit in Hershey. All 6 horses have been purchased with donated funds or the horses donated from local stables. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Pirates say they're making adjustments after complaints about long lines at the concession stands. For example, on Friday when Andrew McCutchen returned to PNC Park, some fans say they waited almost 2 innings to get a hot dog. Pirates President Frank Coonerly tells KDKA's John Shumway that's unacceptable.
We've worked immediately with our concessionaires Aramark and Levy to make sure that we correct whatever issues our fans were experiencing.
Will the changes shorten the lines? We'll find out tomorrow night. It's both Star Wars night and a fireworks night at the ballpark, which should produce another big crowd. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.